Fifth Sam of Zayin Tzifid Aleph. In Hoyu Shnayim Rabim. Echa Nivorech Lekulon. We're talking about bread. When you're eating bread and you have a group of people together, and they plan to eat together, one should make a bracha for all of them. Dapke Seva Shudar Keva. L'Vav Vaisim Nevayis Tavak Seifu. It's only that one should be like the other ones if they would convey themselves to eat together. In the olden times it was by actually reclining, today's but we'll see soon, by sitting at a table together, or by the place with his family. If they were just sitting and not together, it's better for each one to make bracha themselves, since they just happen to be sitting in the same room, but they're not really together. But if they initially said, let's eat together over here, on this place, since they made up their minds to eat together, even if they did not recline together, to consider one group and one is moitzi the others. And nowadays, today we don't recline, so the fact that we sit together, we make up to sit together, we sit together at one tablecloth, a field make chabuja, because even if they do, even if it's not a family, it's just a bunch of people that got together, all is considered one group, and one is much to the other ones. Done, a few kovim mokum machilosan, or balabais, and they pay to the mahani, and yoshvil b'shulchan echad, and mapa achas. By us, they're considered one group only if they all ate at one table. Now this is not talking about a situation which they don't fit on one table. If you want one group that wants to get together, it's just a big group and they need two tables, still one table makes all of them. But if they could have eaten one table and they split the two tables, it's a sign that they're not connected. Yes. If the group is very large, it's better that they should make their individual brachas because it's a long time between the time that you wash and you make the bracha and you wait for the bread and everything else. Tachshash is sacred. They were riding and they said, let's eat. They're all, each one's sitting on his horse and each one's eating from his own bread. Even so, in the star, because they made up peace together, came with Shalom to the Mokmechen. As long as they're not traveling, they stopped. But if they were in motion, they were walking, or their animals were in motion, then they cannot combine. So then it helps to say that we're eating together because there's no fear that they're walking. A mice in the case where they're not walking, but they're sitting in a wagon or a car, whatever it is, when they run into something, then maybe they are mitzvahed because even though they're in motion, but they're not physically walking. Yeah. And the mice, Eli Rav is also nice and happy that they consider one group. And if they're in a boat together, everybody agrees that the mitzvah is gone. So if they're in a train together, it's also a similar idea. There's a shamash and a meal, even though he's constantly going back and forth to the kitchen, but he's definitely part of that group. In the Iceland, the southern full zone for Robin, the eating of field, each one in his place, and that is the one cooked together. And even the eating from the same bread, since they did not make up to eat together. Each one's sitting in their own plate. It doesn't make a difference that they're eating from one bread. Still considered independent eatings. And each one makes his own bracha. The halacha brings from the Magen Avraham that if part of the group are sitting down, then you can make a bracha even for the ones that are not sitting down. And Prima Gordon says that nowadays, like I said, that even not part of them sitting down, since it's a kviya, so the ones that are still standing up can be yoseh. But the halacha is very unhappy with that because later on, Kuf Sadeh Gimel says that they all have to be in that seva for part of the meal. That's in respect to Be'er Zamozin. He's saying that the concept of being connected, you know, the bracha rishon, bracha shashni, bracha acharin are the same. Yeah, so the bottom line is that tzarchin godin. So it's very important to lachachila if you moitzi other people with Be'er Hamoitzi, they should all be sitting. Sometimes some of them are still coming back from washing their hands. Wait lechatzila for them all to sit down. Sifid Yimu, Hecha de Leikov and Mokim, Gamrin and Shekodet and Levok Latzmai, they didn't make up to the specific place, and we said before that everyone makes a bracha. Kivin and Levok Latzim, and Eskam Lotzis, Yotzu. Now, even lechatzila, they should be kavua together, in order to, for one to be Moisi, the Yevin, it does work. Yeah. So Moisi, Mogan Avram is not so happy with this, because he says, that their Shita said, hold it, you'll be Devdi, you're not Yoitze. The Vilna Gaon was, Machriel Alofa, that the Devdi are Yoitze, and this also Shaykh by Birza Mosen, that if they were not Kavua together, one person made a bracha with the other ones, the Yevin, they are Yoitze. So once again, if someone was standing up when you made the Hamoitzi, the Yevin is Yoitze, but Machriel, one, they should all be sitting before the bracha is made.